This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so I just want to kind of get out in front of this recording. I want to say, obviously, we're going to talk about what you two have been up to, and I want to do my best to promote your show. Congratulations on the show. Brynn and Carl are here, but I also do have Moss. And I want to read to you a little bit about, there's two things I want to read to you. So please don't interrupt me, Brandon. Specifically, I'm looking at
you. It's a drink.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a drink. So
we are living Moss today.
And so I'm going to live Moss with this beverage. And I just want, you know, I'll probably have a physical reaction to it. And if I seem like, oh, that's not how Sean usually behaves, this is why. A treasure.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Hey, Brandon, I just want to let you know that when, on this show, don't interrupt Sean.
Okay.
Don't like.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't interrupt him. Don't stop him when he's trying to do his thing.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like, you know.
Gotcha.
When they're in their zone. This is not the show that I host. I know.
Right.
We do it.
This is the show that I host, and I can. I just want to second that. Don't interrupt him, because when he comes back, he's gonna be bigger, louder, just like in kind of a very defensive place, and like trying to stop that from from
it's
being
like
happening.
Pulling
again.
On a dog leash or something.
Yes.
He's gonna be bigger, louder. Chris Rock, bigger.
That's the same comparison I always use.
Chris Rock, bigger and blacker.
Yeah. It's like that. And it is punitive when I start speaking again after being interrupted. Just so you know. Okay. A treasure beneath our sails. There is a wild forest beneath the waves, rich with natural wonders. Take the plunge, embark on a journey to faraway shores, and uncover one of the ocean's best-kept secrets. Unleash your wildest self. But then look at this. This is pure flavor. A wild-crafted sea moss beverage supporting energy. Okay, cool. Mood. Oh, that'll help the show. And libido. So
could go either way.
Wow.
Unfortunately... I need to drink this because I need my energy
and
mood.
Could go either way.
I need my energy and mood improved. Yeah. Unfortunately, I will become incredibly horny throughout the course of this episode. And that's something I try to leave outside. You know, I try not to bring that into the show. But it is going to support my libido.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that looks like for all of us. Just... Brandon was right at the edge of interrupting me. I just want to say it was very close to like,
I didn't hear a question.
And I
was listening pretty closely. I like to listen. That's part, a big part of my hosting is listening, and I didn't hear a question. So.
Yeah. That's so, let's get into the show. I'll probably crack this puppy open. I'll let you know what the pure flavor tastes like. It says shake well and enjoy cold.
Hurry up. Sean's gonna be doing the show dick hard as Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah, and then enjoy hot.
Whoa. All right.
So Brandon's here, Brandon Gardner.
Hello.
But you haven't been very constant, have you? It's been quite a while.
Inconsistent
since we've seen
Gardner.
You here.
Auga.
You just had one sip.
Excuse me.
I'm a little worried.
Hang on.
Can you
go
interrupt
ahead.
Noises? Can you interrupt, like if Sean's doing a run of noises?
If it sounds anything like Tim the Two Man Taylor, do not interrupt.
Okay.
And you have a show now. Mm-hmm. Carl is a voice talent on the show.
That's right.
You co-created it with Zach Woods, and we will get Zach on here. Well,
I saw that he did Bridger's podcast last week, which normally is a bridge to doing ours.
Yes. I know he really wants to do this one.
I think I've asked him four or five times, and he always seems so excited. And obviously, this came about, Kevin, you can confirm, through the kind of booking people, the promo people for your show. And of course, we said, you know, let's get Carl and Brandon first.
Gotcha.
Because we need, obviously, the Peacock people to handle that.
Yes.
For us to be able to get in contact with you guys. And then... for Zach, I'll probably just go directly to him.
That makes sense. I will be honest. I thought I was doing the show a couple weeks ago. And the day before, I was like, I haven't gotten any confirmation. And then a Peacock PR person was like, oh, yeah, you're not doing it. I don't think Zach was available. And I wasn't aware of that.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a I'm big ready to really.
And so when you warned me about interrupting, I was like, that's going to be hard. Because I've been like thinking up things for weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what else is going to be hard is my...
Well, I'm a little worried if you get upset at me for interrupting, how that drink will affect it. It's like a horny Chris Rock.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be...
That's one thing about Chris Rock. He never was very horny, was he?
He doesn't come across as a real sexual person.
No.
Yeah, I do notice.
He only even thinks he loves his wife.
Yeah,
that's not horny at all.
Yeah,
no. When you're and I can confirm, like I'm halfway through this drink, and my feelings for my wife, the flames.
There's no thinking about it.
No, like, it's not. I don't think I love my wife. I love my wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Top five. Let's name the top five times we're most horny for our wives.
Yes.
When I drink Moss.
Yeah.
Number one.
When I'm about to drink Moss. Because I know what's going to happen when I get that Moss in me.
When I'm at war.
Right. When I'm in a, in a war is a big one for me.
And that's basically
halftime of the Super Bowl.
Depending on who's performing.
Yeah.
For me.
Sunday post church dinner.
Right.
Yeah. Big family dinner. And I just want to take her under the table.
Well, I've been at church, which...
Yeah.
A lot of the imagery around there. Yes. Yeah. There's a semi-nude man who takes care of himself up there. And that starts making me think, like, about my own body, right? Has anybody else experienced this?
Every time I see him.
Yeah. And then you go, like, oh, maybe I should... disrobe a little bit, and then once I start doing that, I think maybe somebody else should do this too.
Yeah.
So the show's called In the Know. I gotta create a show, man.
Dude, yes.
I gotta get a show. I've been telling you. Air.
Yes.
I've been like thinking about doing this. I gotta just do it. I gotta.
Do you got an idea you're excited about?
I gotta just bite the bullet and have an idea. And like, I don't right now, but like, I gotta have an idea and do a show.
I'm just getting bored. And I think that like, for me, so much of my journey in this industry has been not creating a show and having it go onto like a streamer or something.
But like, I see you guys doing it. I'm just like, I gotta do this.
You
like,
know
I
what? It looks pretty and fun. And
yeah.
I think I'll do it. Yeah. You know, I think I got to do it too. I mean, would you recommend it?
Well, it's interesting because for me, I was for a long time just like, maybe I just won't be involved in this industry at all.
Okay.
And then I was like, maybe if I make a show, I'll do that. Yeah. Under those circumstances, I would be involved.
Yeah. You're kind of like, take it or leave it.
Yeah. I don't want to act on a show. I don't want to write on someone else's show. That doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I've had those offers.
Yes.
Yeah. Time to put your foot down and just go like, do you want to make my show or you want to lose all this?
All that.
Yeah.
It's really one or the other these days. That's either nothing, like total disconnection from like everything that is happening in the industry or being completely in charge of a massive creative endeavor that employs hundreds of people. And
that's
and you just kind of like go back and forth and like
it's an interesting position that we find ourselves in now, where it's like I'm either going to make a show, which I've been thinking about doing. And I think, Hayes, you mentioned you might do it too.
Yeah.
I should do it.
Yeah.
Or what I might do is I hear about other people doing it.
I'm just like, yeah. Like right now I am just here.
I'm here, which is fine too.
Yes.
You know?
But like, I've been thinking, I got to do this. Every time I read an article, you know, like all these articles.
Well, every time I turn on the TV, there's another show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should. One of these, I should.
It's a little like running, like getting into running or something.
Right.
Uh-huh. You're like, I know I should do it, but ooh, I have a busy week.
Right.
Christmas is coming up.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
These old knees.
Mm-hmm. And the advice I would give is make a limited series.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to come out of the gate.
You don't run a marathon. You know, sign for marathon, run it the next day.
You'll
get
hurt.
Get out, do a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You ever be horny? Yeah.
But he never said that.
You just got out of church. You're sitting at home. You see Buff Jesus. Something I'm working on.
That's a show.
Yeah,
I feel like creating a show.
Rock is probably a show. Yeah.
Unfortunately, all my show ideas right now are related to Chris Rock having sex.
Mm.
Yeah,
because it's the combination of the moss and sort of the energy in the room, and I don't know how receptive, you know, the current TV landscape would be to me creating a show that is just POV sex with Chris Rock.
Right.
Like I'm not sure. I think it could be interesting.
And it gets around needing Chris Rock to be in the show if it's POV, you are Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Getting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to get permission.
No.
Yeah. It starts off with the AI voice. POV, you Chris Rock having sex. Ow!
Yeah, well, see, So Carl, I mean, I already know, look, you're pre-approved as voice talent.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
And then I've got him doing this.
With that is that Carl, like in this show and all the others that he's done, his characters are always named Carl.
Yeah.
And this character would have to be then named Carl Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Or like Chris Carl Rock?
Well, it'd be Carl. Yeah. It would be Chris Carl Rock Hard.
Right.
And
working the horny part.
Well, I do think you want to promise a little bit of what you're going to deliver.
Right.
But the other thing that I know, and I'm not going to say how I know this, but the thing I know is that Chris Rock has sex with his eyes closed. So the POV aspect of it is
challenging. That's well enough known. Based.
Yeah, that's sort of a famous trait. And so then we would have to kind of leave the lens cap on for a lot of it.
Or it's a podcast. Then it's just sound.
Well, that's kind of back to where I...
I got to create a TV show, man.
I got to
get it together and create a TV show.
It's like going back to therapy. Like you took that year off.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in funks. You're like, damn, why am I in a funk? And Then you create a TV show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Going back to therapy, when the therapist is like, oh my God, I can't imagine how fucked up you are now after an entire year
of you not being here.
When you left, I was like, you shouldn't be leaving. And then you've been gone that whole time.
Okay, just let me wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it's going to be.
First day back, they're just like, okay, let's not even do therapy today. Let's just have you get used to sitting still. I don't think either one of us is ready for what it's going to look like when we actually do it again. But I do want to say, like, whether I create a show, which I think I should, or not, if you're gonna do more, do one about us.
This is a limited series?
Probably. So in the know, the other show.
that should be its own category in the awards. Probably limited.
We make it and we don't say.
Right.
We make six episodes and we're like, maybe we could make more. This could be 100 episodes.
It's hard to do those guys. It's clay.
Yes.
It's well, gonna it's like rain. Puppets. It's gonna rain all weekend. Mm. So yeah. The clay. So, no, I guess you don't know how it works. Sorry. It is clay.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. When and you look at it, it's clay.
I stay away from that part of the process.
And there it's gonna get so wet. It's gonna get everywhere.
For all the exterior shots. Like when you're shooting outside.
It's just like it's gonna be a total mess.
Well, we're doing. Outside for inside.
Yeah,
on a lot of right, these, we're putting night, that filter right. on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do y'all remember when Homer became real and walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was after he was in the Tron world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he was transported to Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did that? What impact did that have on you?
I mean, that's what really inspired my character, Carl, in the know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Especially like because it's going to be raining this weekend and then we got to do those exteriors. We got to do some pickups. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be walking down Ventura Boulevard. Not me. I'm going to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Carl. But
Carl will be walking down Ventura Boulevard.
But him.
Getting wet.
When he becomes real, that's not you.
Me in the suit?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I am kind of, when he becomes real, I am kind of. Behind him, I'm in an all black suit mm-hmm. as if I'm doing the Lion King, and I'm kind of like flexing his arms.
Yeah.
I thought that when he becomes real, you go into a coma, and that you can only wake up.
Only one of them can be real.
Yes. Yeah, when he goes back,
that was my understanding of it. But I guess being in an all black suit holding sticks.
Yeah.
When Carl goes back to therapy, the therapist is thinking like, okay, I wonder. It's been a year. And maybe he is not going to talk about Homer becoming real walking down Ventura Boulevard. Maybe that's
probably
been
not something.
Maybe that's been just kind of ironed
maybe
out.
What we needed was
year.
Just a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now we can have
fresh
we can
material.
Get into okay, something
okay,
that's happening.
Okay, he is talking about it.
Okay, it's coming
He's
up.
He's asking
again.
If I remember it.
All right, and he's pulling it up on his phone. Yeah. All right, yes. And so I will be watching it again.
Watch this with how much time we got? Let's watch this. We got an hour, right?
Yeah.
Let's watch this.
How long is the video? Is the video close to an hour?
No. It's not that long. It's just a little clip.
Okay.
It was short, but they looped it.
Yeah, they looped it. And I showed my therapist the loop to make sure that she sees this is him on Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff is not open anymore right there.
Yeah, Ventura Boulevard's changed since then.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that, man. Ventura Boulevard has changed, right? From when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be different stores. Yeah. I remember there was a Bed Bath & Beyond in Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears was there.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a restaurant there. Nah, it wasn't bad. What'd they have? Tamales, maybe?
Mm. Ooh, was it a Mexican
restaurant?
Or just tamales?
Oh, you know, I'm wondering if I'm even remembering the right place.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great.
The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
The show is about this cartoon. Tell me more about this.
Talk about
to do a show about a cartoon.
Yes,
there's something
a show within a show within a
devious
show.
About it.
Yes,
in the now. In the now. Out.
Oh, that's interesting. It could be a second season.
Yes,
but probably not.
Probably saying. Not.
You know, okay. Probably limited.
Probably
the clay's gonna get everywhere.
So yeah, it's the puppets. There's a host of a public radio interview program, sort of like Fresh Air. And Zach Woods, who we were talking about before, he voices the main puppet. And he works. Carl.
Wait, these are puppets?
Yeah,
you keep saying that, and it's actually starting to like. It's starting to make me pissed off.
Sorry.
A cartoon.
Clay
and I try to cartoon
like
it out.
Puppet is made of clay.
Yeah.
Clay figures.
Especially knowing, since you know
that I am becoming increasingly aroused throughout the course of the program. Right. To be talking about puppets this much is like, it's a trigger for me, where you're trying to sort of create a fetish. You obviously know that I am so vulnerable right now to becoming attracted to something new.
Oh, interesting.
And that, like,
so this could be your thing now for a long time.
Well,
it's like
a
baby bird.
You could basically,
like, walk in.
You could basically like, curse me. Yeah, I would become imprinted on puppets as like sort of a sexual desire. Whereas Clay, like, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm already doing that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's already been happening for quite a while.
Yeah, so these like clay blobs?
Yes.
After it's all over, yes.
Yeah. They all work together, and Carl is one of those clay blobs too.
Yeah.
But then they also talk to real celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that is actually badass. So like can we get some of these celebrities in here?
We can try. Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Great.
Because so far, Kevin has been saying we can't try.
Yeah.
We can't even try.
So you're saying that we can try?
I think we can try. I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Well.
Who did that? Gotten them. Yeah. How did this happen? Because we've been thinking about doing that. It's similar setup, right? Where people are talking on a microphone to someone who's acting a little bit unusual.
Yes.
That's what we've been trying to do.
And Carl talked to them too?
I was not allowed.
No.
I was not allowed.
That was one of the big rules.
I was not allowed to talk to the celebrities.
Hired him.
And who did that?
That was Zach.
Zach.
But who did being the celebrities?
Mm. Who? Kaya Gerber.
Mm.
Jonathan Van Ness.
The Gerber baby. Mm.
The Gerber baby, all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Burns, to name a four.
To name a four.
Mm-hmm.
He looked much younger than I thought he was going to be.
Tyson?
No.
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns.
I think he got a new haircut. Yeah.
I thought like, I was like, when I saw the interview, I was like, wait, when did baseball come out?
I had to Google when baseball came out. A while ago. Yeah.
But he seemed like, I thought he was going to be like a real old man.
He seems like he stays out of the sun.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is right there. It's a secret.
No, it would just be like cool if young, Ken Burns was really
young. Yeah, a young man who makes documentaries about baseball, the national parks, and the Civil War.
Jazz.
You're like, oh, you're 25? Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, he now just has that Zoomer haircut that's like short on the sides and like curly on top.
Yeah, he's got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Baseball is bussing. No cap, for real.
He's got a long zipper earring.
The show is on Peacock all the time.
I think that's it for the moment. Yeah, it's all the time.
So you're saying probably not
forever. I don't know how these things work, so I check every day to be like, is it there,
you know? Because I've been going like, oh, I should do a show, but like, because I have to, I have to go create one.
I've got to get my shit together and just finally do it.
And it's like, just starting is what's hard.
Have an idea.
Yes, of course. But I see you do it and I go, well, he must have some understanding of how all this works that I don't have. But then you're going, you don't know when it's
very
on Peacock, how long.
Mm-hmm.
You think Clay is puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going like, what the fuck went down?
And there's
celebrities, and Kevin can't get in touch with them. It's just not adding up for me. Carl, you were on the front lines.
I was.
What happened? By the way, this Carl character you're playing, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like maybe he's had a couple sips of the moss.
It feels like it.
He's hot and bothered.
He's trying to
spit and game the whole series.
Yes, he's trying to.
And what did he say?
I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
That was improvised.
He said that on the show.
Yeah. And at first, we were like, I don't know if we can fit that in. But we were like, we love it.
He said, I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
Yeah. We had to do a lot of rewriting around that.
Yeah, because you can feel that the episode takes a hard shift sort of to accommodate that moment.
Yeah. Had to. It doesn't
feel and like the character
there.
The character, the way his mouth is moving, that doesn't seem like what he's supposed to be saying.
Well, that was the free range that he had. Because they built the clay around us. We recorded before they built the clay. So we were able to bring our own flair to it. Mm-hmm. So I was able to say, I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
A lot of the animators quit. They were not comfortable animating
just
your
after
character.
The first part. They didn't even hear the second two sentences. They already quit.
Which, by the way, like, this is what art is supposed to be, right? Yes. It's supposed to challenge you. You're supposed to make the animators quit with your ad-lib line about stroking your shit. Mm-hmm. And the immediacy of right now, you know, like, to not say, like, it's something that you're going to do later. I just feel like it drops us right into the middle of the story.
Yeah, the character is not doing it, though. Like, the puppet himself is not. He's not doing that.
Yeah.
That would be.
But often when people say that, I find that they're not.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Because if you're doing it, you don't need to narrate it.
Exactly. Why? Yeah.
No, it's like, you know, in Robert Bresson's Pickpocket. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
The opening.
That's immediately.
Narration is, mm-hmm. you know, I understand that many people who do these things never talk about it, and those that talk about it have not done it, and yet I have done these things. Mm-hmm. He says this to us, and that really is what Carl is saying
as well.
The character
Carl is drawing inspiration from that by picking at his own pocket.
Yes.
During.
Well, and there's a hole in the pocket he's reaching all the way through and stroking his shit right now. With lotion.
Yeah, you gotta do a show about us, man.
Like, yeah, I think it would actually be cool because, let's face it, I'm not gonna fucking create a show. Like I've been saying, I gotta do it, but I'm just not gonna
get my shit together and like actually.
I'm just looking at my week; it's fucking nuts. Like I have, I'm busy. Like I'm just looking at the schedule and it's not going to happen for me, certainly this week. And next week's even crazier. I have two lunches.
Okay, yeah.
Packed. Already packed.
But we did radio from before.
Yes. And that's sort of your area. And I know how to fix this because I have experience with radio. And so this could be an episode as people are in a panic.
The square falls off.
And then I fix it.
Nude Mike.
Ooh.
See?
The show could be about how we did the radio from before. We used to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Professor and the Coyote.
Okay. Is this like a pitch? Are you pitching?
How do you mean?
Tell me whatever I say, what effect that has on what happens.
Yeah.
I guess I want to know if you're pitching it, how
I want to
professional
know.
Do
in
I need
know.
To be?
Subtle pitch for in the know. I guess I want to know if you're pitching it. He's always pushing his show.
I work that in all the time. I work it in all the time.
Are you concerned that you've left your flank exposed for a review, the headline of which is, in the know, thank you.
I also thought of it. I didn't want to bring it up, but now that Hayes has broken the seal.
Wow. Now I am. I wasn't before.
Very palpable hits.
I think we've had two reviews
flank.
That said, all things considered, in the nose, pretty funny or something. Okay. Something along those lines.
Two separate reviews. All things considered, In the Know is pretty funny.
Yes. In the Know is a breath of fresh air.
There was a, yes, that's also been used.
Okay.
What I liked was, wait, don't tell me this show is funny.
And there's another one that's not even a play on words. It's just like, this show is for no one. It's the one that is out there.
Was it no one? In the K-N-O-W?
That would have been so much more
clever. Okay, they didn't even do that. Yeah. Couldn't even give you that much. Well, it could be better to do...
This American liked it. I'm just trying to find other... I'm trying to find other ones.
Car talk.
Yeah. You're so Planet Money and you don't even know it, baby.
I watched this show with my Prairie Home companion.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Car talk.
It could be better to do a show that's about me and Sean.
Yeah.
When we were the Professor and the Coyote.
We had this radio show, The Professor and the Coyote. That was sort of where we started out. Those were our roots. And it was fun. It set the template, you know, that has gone on to be imitated by a lot of other sort of Zoo Crew hosts. Mm-hmm. But we kicked it off, and then obviously we evolved and graduated into other things. But none of the other things have really had any impact, and we are willing to go all the way back. Wow. Especially if you would create the show, which we both are having some trouble
figuring out. The TV show. Mm-hmm. It's the getting the TV show created and on peace.
Just to say it too, Carl could be stroking his shit in this show as well. Like I don't think there's
you're open with
nothing.
That. Okay.
Nothing would stop him. I think it actually could help. It could be the whole pilot.
Yeah, if we want to, Carl Tark.
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
Yeah,
if we want to throw a tarp on the Carl puppet so it doesn't get everywhere this weekend. Like, mm-hmm.
Well, that's advice I would. You have to be flexible because our original vision of the show was not what Carl brought.
Okay.
And we really had to pivot hard to that.
That's
improv coming.
So we should be concerned potentially that we'll put this whole show together and Carl will not be stroking his shit and will not have lotion on his
head. It could go either direction. Yeah.
Okay. We just need to account for that possibility.
Yeah.
That right now, I'm very prepared for the version where Carl is touching his dick. And
I was very prepared for the version where he didn't. And then I had to throw that out.
Right.
I just, every sort of scenario I game plan out through this, no matter how we start it, it does end up that Hayes and I are not involved in it by the end.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask you.
I keep thinking,
would you want to play yourselves? Because when you did the Professor and the Coyote, you were young men.
Coyote. We were young. Yeah, we were adults, young men.
We were younger than
we were young
now.
Adults. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Diablo Cody.
Do you have, are there actors out there that you're like, they could do
that? That have that same essence.
They have that feel. Whether or not they look like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
That are younger than us that we think
I would
could,
say we're the age you were.
Yeah. I so guess like, you're right. I guess there kind of aren't. It's like, seems crazy, but like, do we just do it?
Yeah.
Like, is it just us doing it?
Is it like a little Pen 15
when you bring it up?
Yeah, we just sort of, we don't even talk about it. We just kind of do it, play ourselves, and like nobody else really would be able to pull it off, maybe. I guess if I'm looking at actors younger than I am now who I think could do it, maybe Liam Neeson. Maybe
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
But but that's, he could do Hayes, but no one could do me. You know,
right?
The Coyote especially was such a specific tone.
Yes,
because I was embodying a character. You know, I wasn't just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And his was being, as professorial as he is, he was bringing another element to it.
And so you're concerned that with how much older we are now, that we would not even be able to be voice talent for ourselves.
For ourselves, for a for clay our version selves. Of our younger
it's,
selves.
It's I think just, people would be like, why are those little voices distracting.
So old? Okay. Yeah, it's taking you out
it
of it.
It starts to like change, it's it makes it a little sadder.
Well, what right. if we could write to that, that the, you know, that they've been, you, like you're doing the writing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they've been through a horrible accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a story right there.
And you can like pilot, if yeah. if we're recording the voices and we're like falling down, which like yes, it's gonna happen. We're gonna
obviously
be recording the voices
I'm going to be falling around the studio.
We're gonna fall
I'm
down.
Going to be getting hurt.
Can't I'm you attach the mic to like a harness around our waist mm-hmm. and like have the mic be extending up from our waist?
A steady mm-hmm. mic.
Yeah, and so we're falling yeah. down, but then the mic is also
you're
falling as well.
Coverage.
And like
can
I'm gonna keep going. I'm not gonna stop.
Can-
like.
Can I have my entire up to my neck? I'm in some kind of gel cube mm-hmm. so that as I'm falling, you know, I'm protect. There's a cushioning, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily as mobile as I am because I'm hypermobile. I'm able to sort right. of, you know, as the second I go to stand up, I'm going to just spill off the couch and kind of be rolling around on the floor in here. But if we could get a tank of a gel cube, mm-hmm. and put me there, and then the mic is kind of dangled down in front of me. It's like, well, that's pretty easy.
Maybe. I was like the
okay,
margin
yeah.
sometimes
so
on these
not,
TV shows.
So
I don't know how much that costs, that
not.
Kind of gel.
It's going to rain this weekend and get all
yeah,
over the gel.
Yeah, the gel is not going to be able to hold up. Well, Carl, how did you do it? Because you're always flopping around insane, like, and you were somehow able to record this. Like, what happened?
It was a lot of work. I was flopping around quite a bit. couldn't sit still, and they were getting frustrated, and I just want to apologize to you, Brandon.
I'm sorry for getting so frustrated.
No, it's all good. We have come to an agreement. I was able to keep the mic. The room was mic'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I was able to kind of do my One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest thing that I do. Mm-hmm. You know, bouncing around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And biting at the air and stuff. And it was everything was got everything I caught.
Yeah, they were able to piece
yeah, we
together
had to
the sound.
Every part
yeah.
of the room. Yeah, okay. So that he could play.
Okay, well,
so that's playing when you do that. Yeah, you flop I'm, around like that. You're you're having fun. You don't really seem like you're having that.
Yeah,
the, you guys have never stayed to the end.
Yeah. No, I have definitely not stayed to the end. That's
you never stayed
sure.
to the end where I looked.
I stayed
up.
For what I thought was the end.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. then it was not.
It continued. Yeah.
Every time at the end, I always look up with a cheeky smile and go, "I just played."
Okay, so you even
such
do that.
A relief.
So you've been looking up and doing that, and everyone's gone.
I just played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I have not seen that before. That would have made me feel a lot more comfortable mm-hmm. because but when I leave, I usually am pretty scared.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all leave before I finish, but then I always get up and go, I just play it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to just, like, should we play a clip of Professor Nkoyo just to get a sense of, like, what
yeah,
show,
I mean, I don't
yeah.
know, like,
you
know. You
got it queued up?
Brandon asking if this was a pitch is, like, really...
Oh,
kind
I didn't
of, like,
it, yeah.
freaked
that
me out.
Fucked
you
me
in
up.
Your
that
head.
Threw
I'm
me
sorry.
Off my
yeah.
game. I
yeah.
thought we would just kind of talk about
I really
it,
just thought
would
we would,
it.
Like,
yeah.
yeah, we like, known you for a long time. I kind of just yeah. thought we could hang out.
I apologize.
And, like, if you like it, you like it, and you want to, like, create the... That's what I
yeah,
would do
I thought
if
we'd
I were
talk about
position.
It, you would make it, yeah.
Right, but, like...
Honestly, I feel like I'm giving this impression that I know all these industry terms.
Uh-huh.
And I don't... I,
well, pitch
I'm just
you
saying,
really
pitch.
Fucking hammered me with. Like,
yeah.
You,
I don't
you
even know if I used it
pitch
correctly.
Was a cudgel, certainly, that
yeah.
you used to
that's
bludgeon
my, that's
me.
That's my own insecurity coming
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
So we could just play a clip and just be normal. Like that would be my preference.
I just have a normal conversation yeah. where I play you a clip of my old show. I ask you to turn it into a new show that is kind of like the show that you've made, which, by the way, I have been meaning to do. And I'm pretty sure I told you that.
You might have.
Yes, I think I mentioned it. So, Allison, you go do it. And yeah.
I have 1 6-minute clip.
Great. Okay.
Hollywood Handbook.
The Professor and the Coyote.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Professor and the Coyote. I'm the Coyote. I'm sitting here with Professor H.H. Davenport.
I'm Professor Hayes Davenport. You're listening to KBOI, Santa Fe's adult hits of the 80s, 90s, and now. That was Sean Colvin with Sonny Came Home, and we actually have some exciting news on that front. Sean Colvin will be performing at the KBLI Fall Ball this November 9th at the Georgia O'Keeffe Performing Arts Center in downtown Santa Fe.
And make sure you stop by. We got all the big ones going to be doing shows.
We got all the stars. Edwin McCain is going to be there. He's going to sing I'll Be.
Paula Cole's going to be
Paula
there.
Paula Cole. Tonic, probably going to perform If You Could Only
Hey,
See.
Hey, I wonder if Paula
guys.
Cole's going to shave her armpits
oh,
for that.
Oh, Coyo,
I don't
you
think
dirty
so.
Dog. Oh, you stinky old dog.
Again,
sorry, had to go
attention.
There.
hey, Coyo, I know you caught Shark Tank last night.
Oh, yeah, I never miss an episode of that one.
The Coyote and I, we love this little show called Shark Tank, and you guys know we like to do things a little differently over here on KBLI. One of our favorite games is a game called Tanks But No Tanks, where we play clips from the show Shark Tank, and we explain why the products are useful or just plain cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, can we stop
this? This is really helpful.
The show is like, it's right there.
It's so just obvious like, it's how a, that would sustain
it's on
a full
it's on
series.
A platter for you.
Just so I understand, it would be a little of those on-air moments.
I cannot
but then
imagine
also sort of
what
seeing,
this question could possibly
do we see any of
be.
Your
I'm
life
just, like,
outside?
My brain.
Just so I understand, let me reframe the most obvious thing in history, which is what this show would be.
Okay.
But go ahead. I mean,
it's
do it. You
two guys.
Right.
Who talk the same. They host a radio show in Santa Fe.
In like the mid-2000s?
Who cares?
I was trying to place it based on the references.
Who gives
and your
a
age.
Shit?
Yeah.
And they talk about
so boring
concerts that are coming up. And then they watch clips from the show Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And they talk about why the different products would be useful or funny or cool.
Yeah. And the Coyo is like a little bit
every...
nasty.
Okay.
He's been drinking some of that moss.
Oh, wow.
He's dirty. Be, he yeah. talked about Paula Cole's armpits.
He talked
you
about her armpits.
Hear, were
no,
you,
got,
your
yeah.
headphones on?
He wants to sniff them.
So
Coyo.
So a lot of the things in the clip you played, yeah. that would be very consistent.
You
like how often are you
what do
talking?
You
no.
want to do
oh, no
like,
we'll change
your...
no we'll take a formula that works a fucking slam dunk
okay.
and we'll just start passing it back around the gym no yeah what you just heard was so good
yes
like I didn't even remember like I was like oh I hope I'm not embarrassed by this clip and I'm actually really proud of the work that we did in that uh-huh. clip Carl, you heard it. I mean, you're a neutral party here. Like,
yeah.
would you be able to slide right into that show, stroke your shit right now,
absolutely.
You know, take out your meat?
I actually like, sent I sent a clip to Kevin. If could you play that clip?
Sure.
Is that possible? I just got a dialogue pitch.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck, man. I'm a freak, man. Like,
wow. You did something with your voice.
Yeah.
It's subtle.
You know, that's the art of voice acting.
No, you become
sounding
a totally
like
different...
you're on the phone.
Would you believe that Homer and Marge Simpson are voiced by the same person?
Yes.
You know, but you wouldn't know it. That's voice acting. Like,
yes.
These people just
that's
transform
the
their sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's tools now to help them as well. You know, I mean, it's like a lot of these singers that you hear can't fucking sing. Not like I can.
What are some of the singers who can't sing?
Ah, Jesus. I mean, you know, look at, I mean, name the radio.
Yeah. Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin.
Can't sing.
Edwin McCain.
Sounds like ass.
Yeah.
Sounds
really?
Like my asshole farting.
That's all production.
Genuinely sounds.
Until they get the production in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds,
yeah
like,
they have
like
these filters and this stuff. And all of a sudden it's a beautiful song, you know,
mm-hmm.
these songwriters, they're just packaging these pop stars, you know what I mean? Who have the right look.
Right.
I got the wrong look. I can sing like a fucking angel,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I'm not marketable and I won't do what they tell me. I won't dance to their little puppet strings, you know, the mm-hmm. way that your claymation guys do. So I can't necessarily get put forth. And so now I'm left in this position where the only thing I can do is create my own show, and I can't even do that.
Mm,
so
that's tough.
It's like you know, they don't want to put the filters on me. They wouldn't need the filters for me. They don't want to put it on me because I won't play the game. I won't play. I won't sing about what they want me to sing about. I'll sing about what's really going on. What do they want me to sing about? Consumerism, cash, cars, right?
Car talk.
So sort of endorsing,
joining the army.
Yeah,
really pro army.
Yeah. Going to war.
Going to war. Yeah.
In like a very like patriotic. Yeah.
Loving the president. Yeah. Yes. All interesting. This stuff. Wow. Yes. Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That explains a lot of the pop music I listen to and the themes.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to sing about like real actual stuff.
Actual
like,
things.
He sings, has a lot of stuff about like kind of scooting around the floor on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not cool with that.
Pushing myself around, yeah. Get my feet off the ground and using my hands to push myself all around the floor in a circle with just my butt cheeks touching the ground.
They don't want people to know about that.
Wow.
No. No, because we all need to drive a car. Spend.
No, we don't need cars. We are cars.
More gas fuel. No. You have the power to actually scoot yourself around on your butt cheeks, just pushing with your hands.
I've heard that like LA used to be a city where everyone scooted.
Yes, exactly. It's always been like that.
Let's build highways.
But no.
The Hollywood sign was built by people who scooted on their butts, but now everyone who, you know, moves here does it in a plane. Yes. Right.
And that's why we do not have any more Hollywood signs. Since then.
Wow. We haven't made anything that lasts since then.
Not a single.
You don't make anything that lasts because you're going, you're gas fuel, you're in a plane, you're on a truck.
Yes.
It's and if you just
go,
nothing.
You go out to Mar Vista, there's no gigantic sign that says Mar Vista. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's not even a hill.
You know what Mar Vista translates to?
Tell me, because I've learned this and forgotten it.
Beach view.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Marv Albert.
Beach, it's not Sea View?
Sea View.
Okay.
Man, shut up, man.
And this is what he does,
though,
right? Is this a pitch?
It's a tactic.
And he creates one show.
One show, and he's going to correct my span.
Which, by the way, I was going to do. So I'm not. Yes. Yeah. And forgive me if I'm not.
I actually
remember
you telling me that you had told him that.
I mentioned it. I think I mentioned to you after. I said, you know, I had this sick ass idea I told to Brandon.
Well, not that you had an idea. The idea was that you were going to do a show.
The idea was to do a show. Right. Yeah.
I will say, I don't want to get you in your head, but if this was a pitch, you have the tone right. This is the tone you would come.
I'll take the compliment.
The sort of like, I don't need,
because I know I do have it. Like I understand that I do have it, but what exactly, like say what it for, is it that I.
Say it for Kevin.
The sort of, you need me more than I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Energy they respond to.
And that's what you
did. That's what you did?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even, I was at a party.
Okay.
And a guy was like,
I've got to do that as well.
You have to
go to a party. You got to go to a party. Yes, you don't get enough.
I'm going to. Yes.
I was at a 5-year-old's birthday party, and it was me and another guy, and we're watching like kids in a bouncy house. And he's like, I need something to be on Peacock in January of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even, it wasn't an invitation. Winter. He was sort of talking to himself.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get fired if I don't find that thing.
There's going to be nothing on there. There's just a big empty space on Peacock. There's just a black square right now that says watch now. Check
it's like
it
we
out.
Paid all this money for this football game and then it's going to be nothing after that.
Yeah. We've got everyone in the door. Mm-hmm. How are we going to lock that. The door behind
People
them?
People are so excited.
And then they said like, well, what do we know about football fans? They've been looking to take NPR down a peg.
Yes.
Was it fun during the game hearing Marv Albert say, this January on Peacock in the know?
Yes, that was a thrill. I appreciated how much he brought it into the telecast.
Was
he wasn't contractually obligated to do that.
Oh, he was just promoting a show that he was excited to.
He was just like, he had seen, I think, a trailer.
Oh,
wow.
And like something tickled him about it.
Yeah.
I think he likes stop motion.
Okay. You know what I would like our show to be? Go Motion.
Oh. See, you'd have to take me through what that is.
Oh, it's twice as fast.
Oh, wow.
It flies. All of the points along your process where you were stopping,
mm-hmm.
fucking take the fucking. Wow.
And it's like, instead of, okay, we cut, move this freaking pinky toe.
Right.
You yes. know, it's like, I got shit to do. I'm going to hold it in my hand and make it walk.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'm just going to go like, if you hold it in your hand, you go, duh, duh, duh. Like, right. Then it's walking. The effect right. is the same. You mm-hmm. don't have to, like, stop it every single time.
Do you remember when Homer Simpson walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yes.
When
he was real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was behind him in a black suit, kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You don't need to...
Hate me, I'm about to.
I did wonder why Homer was saying that.
Yeah, it's so it didn't match up
so with my... little about the context.
Idea would have personality. Led like, me to like expect him to stuff?
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's American.
He seemed like a donuts guy. Carl's making the move to take the headphones off, and I think it's brave.
What if we? What if a new clip?
Yeah. What if Kevin had happening? A third clip?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to miss it.
It's on what category is it under in the Peacock menu so people know what to
appetizers.
I think it's
appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Appetizers or stuff you might like.
Stuff oh. you might like. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you sure that's maybe not just for you because you because created you, the show?
Like, you love I think your it own
might
shit. Be,
I think for might, pretty much yeah. anyone who logs on to Peacock, I think it's going to be there under stuff you might like.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Stuff pretty you might like.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. it's just going to stay there forever or like what?
That's what I'm figuring out. I check every day.
Okay. Wow. Stuff you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What menu would your show be under when you actually get your act together?
What I'm anticipating and what I'm like kind of building my show around is getting it in the category. Amazeballs with macaroni sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The concept of macaroni sauce to me is like, how have we not? It's like we haven't cracked it yet mm-hmm. as like a people,
mm-hmm.
you know? But like, if we were able to come up with macaroni sauce, like, can you imagine how huge that would be? How mm-hmm. popular, like, every kid. Is going to want macaroni sauce.
Oh, yeah. Once we have right. it. You dip your chicken nuggets in macaroni
yes!
sauce. You would put everything, burger with macaroni sauce.
Yes.
That would be really powerful.
And for like a slow listener, like a listener who's slow on the uptake.
Yeah.
The macaroni sauce is made out of macaroni. It's like you've taken macaroni, or it's the we don't perfect know what, sauce.
Yeah, this is
we haven't cracked
like,
it yet.
Exactly, okay. And this is like I gotta get it the together, and I gotta create yeah, a show so I can get it. In this category. But when I've had these conversations with Peacock in the past, they said that they were if I were to get something up there, they would put it in the category that says some bullshit.
Well,
some bullshit. Okay.
This is my issue is I've been pre-assigned my category yeah. as well, which isn't really jiving with the ideas yeah. that I have. Amazeballs yeah. of macaroni sauce sounds like yeah. it's just generally positive. Mine yeah. is diabolical dog walkers. And nothing that I like I doesn't give me an idea.
Okay.
Like I yeah. haven't found
that's
anything
almost
in
tougher
that
than some bullshit
category.
Because like I know I can do
everything
that.
I think of is some bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Diabolical dog walkers, I don't really know what you would yeah. do.
I don't know how to even start. Like you would think it would be helpful to go, okay, it's a narrow enough category that like you know what you're working with, but when I come up with a dog walker idea, they're not diabolical. When I come up with something diabolical, they're not walking dogs.
Yeah.
And I think it's the yes. combination has left me fully paralyzed.
What it's would
Carl,
your
Carl
when
you
do
in,
yeah, yeah, when you get the Carl show.
Mm-hmm.
What
Carl talk.
Carl Tark. What?
Wait, can I? Is it Carl Talk or Carl?
Carl
Tark?
Truck.
Carl Truck.
Carl Truck. Okay.
No, it's not either of what you said. It's okay. Carl Truck.
It's okay. Carl Truck.
I was way off.
What category would Carl Truck be under?
I would think I would put it in like, fuck is this?
Oh, that's. You can fit a lot into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like pure confusion.
I'd kill for that.
That'd be amazing category. To be yeah. in. Fuck is this?
That's a lot of freedom.
Fuck
yeah.
Is this?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is this? Yeah.
In some ways, my category, some bullshit, is an answer to fuck is this.
Yeah.
Fuck is this.
I would much rather be on on the front end where people are at least wondering instead of having figured out that
they come around to.
That in fact it is some bullshit.
Once you know it's some bullshit.
If you've watched one episode, it sort of moves into the next category.
What are you watching? Some bullshit. Okay.
Why are you watching it?
If people watch in the know enough, it could potentially graduate from stuff you might like to stuff you must like.
Yes.
Stuff
it
you
might
have
be,
liked.
Yeah, like state.
Mm, right.
Because you liked in the know.
You must like this.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, until next time, this is the Professor and the Coyote signing off.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.